low, sell high is one of the best known investing axioms that far too few investors are able to successfully execute. So how do you remove the guesswork, and how can you add a disciplined, repeatable buy and sell framework to your investment arsenal? Here to discuss an ETF that's designed to do just that is Ryan Pinnell, CEO of Kaiju ETF Advisors. Welcome back to the show, Ryan. It's great to see you again.
Thank you very much for having me back. It's always nice to be here and chat with you guys about artificial intelligence and ETFs.
Well, we know DIP uses a unique AI-powered investment strategy that combs the domestic equity market for opportunities. It's disciplined yet flexible. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. We are looking for indicators that we've identified a company artificially oversold stocks. So when we say artificially oversold, we mean something that has been mechanically pushed below its fair market value. We're not talking about, you know, value trading where a mean reversion to the low side may be a reaction to a bad earnings report or maybe selling at a company's profit taking. We're talking about something that's been pushed down maybe by an HFT collision or other factors, and it's been pushed below what we've identified as its fair market value. And so if we're able to buy it at that point, when the price reverts to the upside, we're able to log some profit there. We're not really talking about market timing. We're not talking about, you know, buy and hold over several weeks to months. It's a very, very short-term strategy, and it's just looking to predate on that one little low to high mean reversion.
All right. That makes sense. And sometimes market timing is confused with buying the dip or seeking and taking advantage of oversold stock prices. Which of these approaches does DIP actually use?
Right. So again, we don't try to time the market. That's just a losing proposition. I think any established asset manager would agree with that, especially given the way that broad markets move. It's not possible to catch a bottom every single time. We're talking about discrete equities. And at that level, you can find, or at least our system is able to pick up on signals that accompany this type of mechanical oversell, this artificial oversold condition, as we like to say. And again, I think market timing is really sort of a 3 to 6 month time frame generally. And our experience with artificial intelligence is that it does not work very well at that type of time frame. It's really a short-term effective technology. It's a very high degree of certainty for sort of 24 hours up to about 8 days. When you get 3 months out, 6 weeks out, 8 months out, I mean, it's really anybody's guess at that point. And AI is no different than any other asset manager. It's not a crystal ball at the end of the day.
Makes sense. And there are a number of ETFs that claim to use AI or artificial intelligence in their investment process. What separates DIP from its ETF peers?
Well, DIP is fully AI curated and directed. So there's no human intervention. The system scans the market every single day, every stock, every tick. It's working on a base of about 220 terabytes of tick data. It performs 2 billion discrete examinations before rebalance every single day, before the end of the day when it conducts its rebalance. And it's also performing all of the position off-ramp. So when it decides that a candidate that we've held, something in the portfolio, has either met its objective or is no longer likely to meet its objective, the direction to exit that position comes from the AI as well. Most other purveyors of AI, I would call them supported ETFs, are using artificial intelligence as a filtering or culling mechanism. They're using it to thin down the field, really, to do a little bit of the analytical heavy lifting. But there are still human portfolio managers that are making the endpoint decisions. It's not the case with DIP. That's not to say that it operates in a complete void. The portfolio management team does review all of the rebalances every single day just for a sanity check, but the decisions are being made by the artificial intelligence system.
All right. And how do you see investors and advisors using an ETF like DIP inside a diversified portfolio?
Well, DIP's really meant to outperform its benchmark using primarily the same components. So if you're interested in high correlation, let's say, to the S&P, but you don't want to be stuck with a buy and hold strategy, you don't want to ride all of the ups and then be holding it for all of the downs, DIP's a reasonable complement to whatever you're using as your sort of S&P baseline, because it's just trying to profit on the ups. It's not holding these positions for the downs. So it's part of its inborn risk management, where if you have a downturn, DIP is just going to dump those equities and move on to the next signal that it finds. It's not just going to sit there and hold, you know, for the long term. So it's more active management, but again, using a cohort of stocks that you know to be generally stable, with a risk of ruin at the end of the day that's zero. So that's where it really fits. It's not meant to replace your index tracking positions. It's meant to be a complement to them. So if you add some DIP to an ETF that's tracking the S&P 500, whether it be SPY or IVV, you know, our expectation is that you would see a little bit of outperformance, you know, relative to how much you allocated to that additional DIP component.
Ryan, unfortunately, that's all we have time for. There's so much we could dive into, but thank you so much for stopping by to share your insights. And please keep up the great work. Great to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. And to learn more about Kaiju ETF Advisors and DIP, be sure to visit dipetf.com. I'm Thalia Hayden with ETF Guide. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next episode.